One time, anybody else would like to address the board before we get started? I do not.
Do you want to address the board?
Did somebody raise?
Yeah, do you want to address the board?
Is it on the agenda?
We got public comment.
We have public comment.
Tell Ms. Renee if you'd like to and when we get there.
Yes, I guess we can if we need to. It's up to you. I just need to.
Do that, then we can discuss with the board what we talked about.
Yes. Put me down.
There you go. That's what we were trying.
Christina, I know Maggie, but.
Christina, what's your last name?
Ballard.
Christina Ballard.
Maggie.
Christina Ballard.
Yeah.
Christina Dees Ballard.
All right, at this time, let's let the Liberty County School Board Thursday, July 18th, school board meeting come to order. We're going to open with prayer and pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Ms. Thornton.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this afternoon. We come out and take care of school business. God, we thank you, Lord, for, Lord, all the progress we see going on in the new high school and the excitement that brings to us, Father. We thank you, God, for, Lord, the good school grades we had this year. Thank you for all the diligent work of our administration, our teachers, our staff members, Father, and our parents and the kids that, Lord, that put it on this year, God, in spite of just all the storms of life that happened, literally, God. We just thank you for them. Pray, Lord, with that and all the preparation that's coming up for this upcoming school year, Father, I pray that it get done and, Lord, in a timely manner because we're running out of time. So, God, I pray that you give them the time they need to prepare for the children. Lord, pray for the safety of the workers out there each and every day. Pray, God, that you protect them. And God bless us as we discuss stuff tonight. Help us deal with open minds and hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, next is item number 3, public comment.
Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Yes, ma'am.
Maggie loves this.
Okay. We would like to bring before the board, I think I've spoken with several of y'all about the work program back into the schools for the seniors this year. I do understand that there is a difference in what was in the past. I think there was like a work program within the school, and then there's also a work program outside of the school. The work program within the school, I've heard different things being said, that it was being misused or whatever because it wasn't teachers that were teaching the students, it was employees. So I totally get that. I understand that, but my thing for my senior, he has a summer job, and they have offered that summer job to him till he leaves to go into the Air Force. He has worked his whole school year to get to this point where he only has to have 2 classes this year. The rest of them would have to be electives. And my concern is he's doing a job now that's going to give him a skill that he can take with him. The electives are not going to do anything but keep him there at school when he doesn't really want to be, because he knows that he could be out there working, earning money, learning a skill that's going to take with him. So I wanted to bring this before the board to find out if we can have this brought back into the system this year for our students. That, and I don't know how many is out there. I know that Brock is. I know that Lane has a job. I don't know how many more that maybe depend on their job to get them through their senior year. Because not everybody has, you know, parents that can push them through and pay for everything their senior year. You know, I mean, but there's students out there that want to work and they want to learn and they want to take something with them whenever they graduate, saying, I've done this. I've started my life. I went ahead. I've worked this far, and I only have to have 2 classes. Why do I have to be in the school to sit there when I could be working? So I just wanted to come up before the board and find out if this is something that y'all can bring back to the seniors this year. I mean, what is it going to take, and what do you need from us to be able to push this through this year?
Thank you, Christine. Thank you. Thank you, Maggie, for coming.
Okay. I think she's pretty well covered everything. We're sitting in the same boat. Lane has a summer job, and he has the opportunity not only to take it with him further through the school year, but he will also be able to balance his college work with that. We've not had great amount of luck getting in contact with our guidance to figure out how to work that out. However, this is still available to him. And I'm not the mom who allows her kids to sit around in the summer. I make my boys work. My 13-year-old has a job. And that's just how it is in my household. You know, you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to learn how to work with your hands, or you're going to learn to work with your brain. This is an opportunity once they get to this stage. I used it when I was in school. I had completed all my credits by the time I got my senior year, so I was going to waste my day sitting at the school. And the skills that I learned at my first little job I've used with every job I've had since then. So I would really like this program reinstituted, simply because a lot of these kids aren't in the position that we're in and maybe don't have the same things afforded to them. They depend on the money that they make to help buy their basic stuff, school supplies and their clothes, and help their parents. So, that's my take.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you all very much.
Can I address that? Christina called. Y'all go ahead and sit down. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was at accounting class with Maggie. That was a great class. Maggie was one of my old students. I got a great story, but I'm not going to tell it. Christina called me about that. I was involved in that program back in the 90s, back when Maggie was a student. And so,
James, I did what you did.
The way we did it before is Bruce Combrick, Mr. Summers, you was principal there.
Yeah.
He taught the class. We had diversified department training and on-the-job training, DCT, OJT. The big thing is just an organizational thing mainly. The DCT was primarily a class where, you know, you talk about job-related stuff, resumes, you know, just kind of job training, not job-specific training, but there was a little bit of a curriculum of that, and you had a course code number. And Gay, y'all might have had that when you was, because you've followed up after me. Then you had on the job training, and those are electives, but they're getting class credit for those classes. And you could take multiple, just like you take multiple PEs. And so you can take PE1, PE2, PE3. There's course code numbers for all that. You can't repeat them, but there's OJ1, OJT1, and 2 and 3. And I looked those up since we've talked. They can do that. You just got to have somebody organized. And Mr. Willis, you help me out if I'm speaking out of turn. You just got to have somebody to house that. One of the things I would maybe as a suggestion, which I think might work good, is and what the way that's organized, if somebody's got a job like that, they need accountability. You know, if you're going to get a credit, you've got to be accountable. So if somebody's going to work, they need to bring timesheets into that instructor that says, I've got it. We did that. Jerry Register did that for us as well. He did an agriculture cooperative OJT, and what they do is they bring Mr. Register the timesheets from the employer that said, Kevin was there from, he had the hours in to make sure you get the credit. It was basically, if you do it, you get an A, and if you didn't, you flunked. I don't think I ever got an F. There was some that almost didn't because they wouldn't want to work. So it is an accountability thing. I would think that might could be done through the ag program, and all it is mainly checking in. It's not where the person would have to go out. Ag was where we did it, and Mr. Combrink did it. It could be anybody, but
I think Ms. Twyla might have done it one time.
I think Ms. Twyla possibly done. It's really just the course code numbers are there to do it. I think when the state of Florida reduced the amount of credits that we needed, that opened the door for kids to either, you know, golf camps and go to work, get credit, you know, dual enroll. I think that dual enrollment's a great thing. They get them credits paid for, especially before they get out, they get them paid for. But also those that want to work, who need to work before going off to the service or need that extra money for school. or need that extra money to live. I think it's a great thing, but it's there. The framework's in place to do that already, and so that would be my recommendation as we kind of, if possibly maybe Mr. Willis can look at who that person, that point person could be. But as far as the guidance is, it's there. We have course code numbers. It's in place. All they have to do is build that in the master schedule, and they can do that even after. I mean, I know the master schedule is already built for this year, but you can add it. All you do is add it. It's not a difficult thing. You add it in the master schedule and put that course code number in there and assign them. If he's going to be needing 2 credits, 3 credits, an OJT, it's a doable thing. So somebody else has got to do it on that level. So, Mr. Willis, is that?
So we have finished the master schedule. We're tight on our schedule. I did that when I was in school.
Right.
I love Quincy Club. Makes a great program. My fear is I don't have a teacher that can do it like it's supposed to be done correctly, and I'm scared we're going to get audited.
Right.
And I'm scared when we're audited and it's not done correctly,
right,
we've got to start paying money back.
Yeah.
So I think I would like to plan and get the right person in place. I've got some teachers that I think do a phenomenal job, but they are staff. I can't
right,
move
right.
them. They are loaded down with 25 students per class, and I don't know if I have enough. I don't know if they'll be on top of their duties to do that.
Right.
Let's go back just a little bit. We had this. I don't think anybody argues this is a great program if it's run right.
Yeah.
We had the program in place. The program went away. There has to be a rationale why we lost it. What happened? Okay, could you help me on that any, or you got any?
Well, the last person that I remember doing it was Twyla. Twyla went, did it when I was there. And there is a lot of accountability that goes into place. I mean, you have to be responsible for, should be receiving those timesheets monthly, making sure the student's actually working. We had to have a legitimate employer. That was a problem that began.
Working for a brother. Working for somebody's brother to be.
That was a legitimate employer.
Be business.
And if you cannot, and everybody, folks weren't always truthful, I'll just say. So we ran into some issues with that. And if it is reinstituted, it's got to be done properly. And no one, you shouldn't even come to the door unless you have a job with a legitimate employer and not just somebody saying, yeah, he's working for my brother.
Require a business license.
Or a federal ID number.
Well, I called over and spoke with Miss Vicki over in Bluntstown because they've had it for years. And, she gave me a good rundown, which Kyle had mentioned a lot of what she told me. And what they have their students do is, pay stubs, timesheets. And then the employer actually, some of them have and it's a basic performance thing, saying this is what they do, and it's not all the time, it's just throughout the year. But she did say, we're audited. It is part of the FTE audit.
You get FTE money for it.
Yeah, but you get FTE money for it. But, they audit you every time, and, it's a legitimate audit. So it has to be in place, and it has to be worked correctly. But I put myself in the parent and the student's shoes. And, we're in a world today where we're pushing more people to go to school for plumbing, electrical, all of that. And these kids, we want them to be grown. We want them to be responsible. So let's help them find a way to be grown and responsible, because this is the real world. They need to be focusing on, at this point in their life, what the real world's about to be like. And you've got, and I'll use your son as an example, he's worked hard in school, he's got what he needs, and I understand what Eric's saying is don't hit him off with it at once, let him plan for it, and I don't know if it's something we can do before school starts this year or if we're going to just have to do it for next year, but we have to look at it on what are we here for. We're here for the kids. That's the reason why we're here, and if it can benefit kids, have a legitimate job like what Ms. Gay was saying, and possess a business license or a tax ID number or something, and we can put in place what the rules and the policies are on it, and we can do that. But my boys worked also, and they were made to be at school all day until they left, and then it was hard for them to find a job because they didn't have very few hours in the day And I'm like, Maggie, we required our boys to work because I wasn't forking out money for gas. I wasn't forking out money for, you know, everything they wanted to go do. And that's teaching them something outside of the classroom. So if there's a way we can find, you know, make it work, I say put it in place.
I got a suggestion, Ms. Summers. Since it's drawing in FTE, give a supplement.
That was something I
give us up. I guarantee you got a and the reason I was using ag is because
if we are going to do it.
The money's there to compensate the teacher. The issue is that they're not in the classroom. So they're, you know what I'm saying?
They're not there.
But you can assign that course code number for them and then pay them a supplement out of the FTE that it draws. It's an extra responsibility for that teacher. And I'm using the ag teacher because that's what we did back in the 90s. But
I'd be a little concerned about that.
Yeah, you're right.
For various reasons.
Right. I'm just saying there's not a daily, if that teacher's teaching this class, there's not a daily having to call roll because them kids are going to be gone. But there is that extra, they could do some of that work after hours. You know, maybe, you know, if school gets out at 3:30, then somewhere, you know, for the next hour, a week or whatever, they get that supplement and then they can contact those kids, make sure.
That's a big part of the job.
Kind of like a coaching supplement.
Physically visiting where they're working.
Yeah. Figure out a fair supplement. To me, it's a doable thing. I guarantee you'll have somebody after school that would take that supplement to do that.
We live in a small enough area to where you will know if it's a legitimate job spot.
Well, if you make them have a business license, like Mr. Ernest that just left, you go get them mow grass. He's still got those licenses. He's got a business. You don't count unless you produce that.
Yeah.
Right. We got an idea here.
W-9. You know, make them produce a W-9.
Numbers is a thing we've got to look at. Do we have 3 people, 8 people, 20 people?
That's what I was going to ask.
If we have it, you're going to have a lot more people. It might not be like, say, if we started it this year. You might not have as many this year as you're going to have the next year and the next year and the next year because
that's a good point.
It would grow. It would definitely grow. Due to the credit.
Yeah. I mean, we had several students, last year, that basically were
you also have to, when you have students do that, you say you have 20 do it. That's 20 you're not going to have in a class, and you're not going to have to plan for when they have 25 in this class and 26 in this class, maybe one or two. The scheduling is very hard from what Mr. Willis, he knows. And
if
you got 20 less students, that's a,
you know, they're already out. Underclassmen.
Well,
right.
Now
you can get some 9th graders or 10th graders into a class, or a senior that didn't get that class, and I got to have it and it's not open.
Right.
Well, I mean, there's Senate bills out there now, and they're with career education. They're apparently big on like this apprenticeship stuff that's going to be coming forth. Yeah. And I mean, we're going to have to like make room for that because they're huge on it. And you know, that's where they don't go get paid, but they go say they want to go to school to be a nurse. They actually go and work somewhere, or not work, but they're working, but they're not getting paid. It's basically like being in a class where you do the homework, you don't get paid. You get paid in other ways, but not monetarily. But they're pushing that. I mean, that's a big thing. So that's coming. I understand it's work on the back end, and you know, I don't know. I wouldn't dare tell Mr. Willis what we could or couldn't do because he knows better than anybody. But if there's a way, I fully support it. I think it's a great opportunity for our young people, and I'm gonna tell you something. I'm like Maggie. My very first job I ever had, I still to this day use my first few jobs. Everything I learned when I was that age, learning, showing up on time, doing work that most people wouldn't want to do, cleaning public toilets. I did many a days in my life. And, you know, that's things that you can't learn in a classroom. How to treat people, how to have customer service, how to work a cash register, how to balance at the end of the day. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. So, you know, I care about it for educating kids, and I think that's an education.
Would an after school supplement be an option that we could look at?
Sure. I just want to make sure I get the right teacher there.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yes.
It needs to be somebody you want to be right.
We're going to be audited, and we want to be all right.
Right.
You know, we are proud to say, because of everybody's hard work, I got superintendents from all over the place calling me. How did y'all do it? How do y'all do it? The reason we do it is that we're strategic in our planning now, more than ever before. And when we roll something out, we want it to roll out quality.
That's right.
And that's so, you know, figuring all that in. But y'all bring up some very good points. I hadn't even thought about the supplement thing. That's a good idea. If there's a way to do it, we'll do it. If we can't half do it, we're not going to do it. And that, you know, that's like that. And I'll be meeting with Eric Gay, and we'll sit down and see what we can put together.
I mean, is it something that even if we don't have right at the beginning of the year, that it could probably transition into?
Second semester?
Yeah. I mean, would that
give some planning time.
Yeah. Would that hinder, like, and I'm going to use you for example because you're the only student here, but like the job that you have, would they still hold your job for you to come in after school until maybe something like this could be put into place second semester, your last half of your senior year, or do you know? I mean, because, you know, that's something kids have to think about too, is their employer going to hold that for them?
I'm sure they'll hold it, of course, because they need the help and also want to work for them, so they know I'm dedicated to do that, and they know that I want to help them build their whole growth towards profits, because they're like, they're down with deep funding. I work for Tommy Rodberry, mm-hmm. in the construction. Yep. I'm helping them with a lot of housing.
Got a hard job there, but yeah, hot weather out there.
Okay. What, worst case scenario, you just check out and go to work. I mean, how many credits you need, Brock? Two credits?
Yeah. But he's got.
But when are they scheduled for right now? Okay, you have.
Yeah, you have attendance issues then. Yeah. It's required after you got to check out so many hours. Yeah, seat time. Seat time and all that. You don't want to.
Well, I'm saying if he.
You don't want to mess him up when trying to.
But he's not. But he would not be enrolled in a class.
I really like that second semester thing. We could put it together. If that's the best we can do, put it together. We'd have time then to make sure it's done and done right. We got a monitoring in place. That's what killed the program before. Didn't have enough monitoring. And then, you know, kids would show up and those kind of.
Well, from what I talk to people in Calhoun, if the kids don't bring that pay stub in or timesheet, they flunk.
They flunk the class.
They don't get it. If they bring it in, then they get the A. Now,
do they kicked out of the program, or how does that work?
Well, I didn't ask that question. That's what I wanted to know.
Well, I don't know if there's a way that we can withdraw them.
It's like a class.
You fail the
class. It counts against your GPA, and it'd be like coming to class not doing anything.
Okay.
Well, only that, but after, say, the first semester of school, if they're not doing what they're supposed to, then can we withdraw them and make them go back to a regular schedule? Do we have that authority?
We would just have to have some real guidelines in place. A lot of the problems from the past was, like, they would have a job, and then they would lose that job. And then they wouldn't get another job in a timely manner. But they're still not coming to school, you know, for those periods. I mean, so we just have to have some clear guidelines in place.
Kudos to you, young man, for working. Mm-hmm. Good job, get a job, get a good job.
No, you're miles ahead of a lot of kids your age.
You ain't kidding.
A lot of them don't work anymore.
We're going to try to make it happen if we can.
You do any work on the side?
Okay. You have some roof work you do.
Well, I know a long time people.
Any other questions? Mr. Summer, Mr. Eric, we appreciate if y'all checked in for us.
We'll do it.
Right, next is item number 4, Superintendent's Monthly Report.
So just a few brief things. One, of course, next week is a PAEC conference out here in Sandestin. Looks like they could get a better place to meet. Anyway, we're meeting over there. So we'll be out of pocket, most of us. Kevin and I toured the high school today. The new high school, they're coming right along, just poured, I believe, the cafeteria floor and all that, just poured. Yes. You want to say anything about that, Kevin?
Well, today on the schedule, right now, Kyle told us they got about 60 employees out there that just had a safety meeting. And as they come on around, they just keep adding employees, you know, working behind. Right now, he said they're looking at June, they should be finished. And, of course, the gym, stage, lunchroom is the hardest part of it. And once they get past that, you know, it'll really get. So,
June 2020?
2 months ahead.
What was that,
Scott? I was asking June 2020.
Oh. Hopefully, it'll be ahead of schedule, I'm hoping.
He said he might be ahead of schedule. He said he really hadn't lost any time with all the weather, like they have in Jackson County. Jackson County, building the school there, and they've lost a lot of time
right.
because of just just the sand and the clay, just the location. They got good drainage here, y'all can see. If that wasn't draining in here, then I'd be holding up.
I caught 8 pound bass in there.
Oh, wouldn't that? Wouldn't that?
I even asked the question, is there a possibility we could do graduation in the gymnasium next year? And he said, it's a possibility.
Wow.
So we'll, you know, wouldn't that be sweet?
Oh, man. Wow. Really getting
that's
the test
a possibility,
of
not a sure.
And the reason is all the electrical, that's right in there where all that's at, the main electrical system and everything. So there's a possibility, he said, he can have that finished in time to do that.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Would we have clearance to do it?
Sir?
Would we have clearance to do it?
Anyway, that's a hope anyway we can get it done, buddy. We've all sweated enough. We're ready for air conditioner.
Yeah.
Anything else, Kevin, you want to get up on? Moving ahead real quickly, some dates. August 5th, of course, as you know, is our first day back with teachers and staff. We'll be doing our morning breakfast starting at 8 o'clock. We're going to keep it tight. We're looking at an hour and a half is our goal to be out of there. Could stretch to 2 hours and a half. It depends on how long Gabe talks. But we will try to keep it tight. Of course, we've got our breakfast. Stacy Sanders is in charge of it this year here at District Office. She's doing some organizing. I think she's talked to you some.
She's talked to me. Okay. Yeah,
there'll be a lot more talking going on between now and then. But we'll get our order, and maybe before we meet, everybody will get an agenda as everything will go through. We'll keep it close. August 8th are open houses, all three of them. The first one is at Toller, starts at 5. 6:30. We'll of course be doing something in the paper a week or two ahead of time. Hosford will be 6.
Wait, women. Summers?
Yes.
I think
Toller's
was
3
to
4:30. Take all I said back. 3 to 4:30.
Read the paper. Yeah, 5 to 6:30.
Yeah.
And the Hosford
is
6.
All right. You heard that. 3 to 5:30 at Toller.
3 to 4:30.
3 to 4:30.
Yeah, 3 to 4:30 at Toller. Just keep riding, Kyle. We'll get riding. 3 to 4:30 at Toller. And what was Hospital?
Hospital 5 to 6:30.
5 to 6:30 and
high school 6.
And 6 o'clock at the high school till end. We hated to start as early, but to get them all in, and that is could go Wednesday. Tuesday was not. We're not ready for that. Friday they need to wrap up. Thursday was really the only day we had. To get her done, so that's the best we could do.
What date was that? The 8th?
August 8th. The 12th, of course, all the kiddos return, and we'll be gunning up for another school year. The last thing I want to bring up, and Dave, I haven't talked to you about this. We will, I'm sure, days coming down. I was approached by the sheriff. They have come into the possibility of a grant, something hurricane tide, that would serve the legal system, the sheriff's department, that they can get up to $2 million is what I was told, for a building that already exists that they can spend refurbishing on. The grants do not allow you to start from scratch. Of course, they're looking at our annex up there. And we just had an initial meeting with them. Kevin and I have already discussed some, but we're not going to, my suggestion, depend on y'all for guidance, but my suggestion is that we get our ducks in a row and some facts and figures together before we even get to the legal part with David helping us draw up some kind of agreement, that we try to get something out of it. We're looking at that land over there that the chamber owns. So Eddie Joe is going to approach the chamber and see if we can, and we're going to do anything we can to help. See if there's any way we can get a couple acres or something right there at the bus barn to get it off the landline off the bus barn thing before we go forward. But that is something that's just coming out of the woodwork in the last couple of days. Y'all may have heard a little bit about it already, may have talked to Andrew about it, but they're interested in it. I think in the past we've talked about giving that place to a good owner that would serve the community. But there are a lot of details we don't know, I think. Kyle, I'll talk about it some too. What would they use it for exactly? Those kind of things will have to surface. And of course, we'll keep y'all in the loop and approval at every stage before we go on with it. But It's just something that's, that's, as we go along, it's going to get more details about it. It's an area that's below ground level. A lot of conditions that would not be good for us to try to build them. It may be better served. That's all I can tell you about it right now, but we'll have more info coming as we get. Do yes.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
All right.
Next item, number 5. Additions and correction to the agenda. We need a motion to add emergency items A through C. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have
second.
A second. Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 6. Need a motion to approve the agenda with emergency item. Got a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Tharp. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Ruby, I'm sorry. Did we have item B under 5, discussion of the tentative budget, right under at items A through C?
That's what we started with.
We started with. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so we started with.
Okay,
yeah.
I just didn't know if there was something.
No, ma'am.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's fine. Next item 7, old business. Need a motion to remove the inter-county transfer of exceptional students agreement between Liberty County School Board and the Leon County School Board from the table. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have
second.
A second. Second, Ms. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve contract agreement for inter-county transfer exceptional students between Liberty County School Board and Leon County School Board for the 2019-2020 school year.
Motion.
Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item 8, approve the minutes. Item 8, need a motion to approve the June 11th, 2019 regular board meeting minutes.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve the minutes from the June 25th, 2019 special board meeting. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve the June 27th. 2019 minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second?
Second.
Mr. Petty? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 9, consent item. We're going to leave bills and payroll out, guys, if you don't mind, until we get to that one. The rest of them we approve at once. I don't think we got no budget amendments, do we, Ms. Sheila? All right, no budget amendments. I need a motion to approve the following principal report for June 2019 and financial statement for June the 20th, 2019.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second. Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is bills and payroll. Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll for June 2019. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion?
Everything?
Man,
he knows
that
to take care of
her
there.
Okay, I had another one. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, need a motion to approve the tentative budget for advertising and request permission to advertise in the Calhoun Liberty Journal in the tentative budget for 2019-2020 fiscal year. Proceed as required under the trim bill law, setting the special meeting for the public hearing on Monday, July the 29th, 2019 at 5:05 p.m. Eastern. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number C. Need a motion to approve the transfer of the one paraprofessional position from W.R. Toller, K-8, to Hosford, K-8, rational. The one-to-one student the paraprofessional was attached to will not be attending Toller next year. The paraprofessional that was hired for that. That position has been recently hired as a custodian at W.R. Toler, so the position is currently vacant. There will be a level 255 ESE student in kindergarten at Hosford this upcoming school year that will need a one-to-one paraprofessional assigned to them. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Tharp, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item D. Need a motion to approve the July 18, 2019 personnel consent table. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Fetty, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item E. Need a motion to approve the supplement list for the 2019-2020 school year. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Tharp. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item F. Need a motion to approve the revised salary schedule, athletic supplement, effective June 25th, 2019, from 2019 to 2020 school year. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Tharp. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item 10, financial action item. A, we need a motion to approve the lowest bid for the gas and fuel for the 2019-2020 school year. I think Mr. Renee said we had two bids. One bid on petroleum, Bennett Eubanks Oil Company. This is from Bennett Eubanks. Brand name, Motiva. Octane 87, E10. Bidder's purchase price, 1.6884 per gallon. Markup to remain firm at 0.125 per gallon. Selling price, 1.8134 per gallon. Second brand name, Motiva, octane 87, non-ethanol, bidder's purchase price 1.9769 per gallon, markup to remain firm at 0.125 per gallon, selling price 2.1019 per gallon, and diesel fuel for use in buses, brand name, Motiva, bidder's price 1.893 per gallon, markup to remain firm at 0.125 per gallon. Selling price 2.08. That was on Mr. Eubanks. Next is Eli Robertson's son. Brand name, Motiva, octane, 87, unethanol, 10% ethanol, bidder's purchase price, 1.6884 per gallon, markup to remain firm, 0.12 per gallon. Selling price is 1.8084 per gallon. Next, number two is brand name, Sunoco, octane 87, unleaded, non-ethanol, bidder's purchase price, 1.97, 1.9277. Markup, ma'am.
1.9277
per gallon. Next is markup to remain firm at 0.12. Selling price, 2.0477.
Okay, the markup is 0.012?
Yeah, 12 cents.
Yeah.
Okay.
And diesel fuel, Valero. Bidder's price, 1.8655 per gallon. Markup to remain, 0.12 per gallon. Selling price, 1.9855 per gallon.
They're the lowest.
Yep.
Everything.
Yeah, low on everything.
Big time on diesel. Save $1,000 diesel fuel.
Yeah.
10 cents a gallon.
10 cents a gallon on diesel.
All right, do we have a motion to accept Eli Roberts with the lowest bid?
Motion. Second.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
Kevin, anything you want to say about
that? What's the start date on that?
It might be in his packet, Kevin.
Well, he's looking for it.
No, I'm talking about when it got to start immediately in ordering from them. Okay, so I might have to change it, right?
And that will be a date. That's a firm price. For how long?
Until we put it out bid again,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, are they locked in for a certain amount of time?
I don't know what the entire year.
Through June 30th of 2020.
Yeah,
June 30th. Okay. From July 1st.
Kevin, about how many gallons of diesel during the school year when all the buses run do you do in a month? How many you order? I mean, average 5,000, 10,000, 20,000? I don't know. A substantial difference in diesel. I mean, you're going to use way more diesel than you're going to use gas.
Oh, that's what you're
going to. It's pretty big savings. Big savings.
That's without the taxes, but we don't pay taxes.
All in favor
say
aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item B. Need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Psychological and Educational Consultant, PLLC, Brian Boerhemman, I believe I pronounced that right, PhD, to provide school psychology services to Liberty County School for the 2019-2020 school year to include consultation, assessments, and evaluation of students within the Liberty County School District. Have a motion. Next, Ms. Tharp.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve the letter agreement between Liberty County School Board and Acilify LLC to provide all the products, services, and technical assistance that are necessary in order for the school district to submit appropriate claims to the state of Florida's Medicaid program and state children's health insurance program with respect to the cost it incurs in providing claimable health-related services to the exceptional student education students for the 2019-2020 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Perla
Guadalupe
Oliveira to provide written and oral transition services not to exceed 5 hours per week at the rate of $15 per hour for the 2019-20 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Britt Day to provide speech and language pathology service for the 2019-20 school year, not to exceed 28 hours per week, 37 weeks per school year, at the rate of $60 per hour, for a total contract of $62,160. Have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Tharp, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
We all went to
That's what I was going to say. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, F. Need a motion to approve contract between Liberty County School Board and Carrie Bradley to provide speech and language pathology services for the 2019-20 school year, not to exceed 38 hours per week, 37 weeks per school year, at the rate of $55 per hour for a total contract of $77,330. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
What is the difference between this one and the last one?
She was an SLPA.
SL.
She's now an SLP. Higher level education.
So she's got the higher level.
Higher
level. Ms. Bradley does. Okay.
Right.
I didn't catch that at the end of it.
That's because she used to make grants too.
Yeah. I was just wondering though, that is.
She had a contract with somebody else to supervise her, and now that's no longer required.
All in favor, say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, G. Need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Premier Therapy and Rehab, PPLLC, DBA, Tessa Byler, to provide occupational therapy service for the 2019-20 school year, not to exceed 30 hours per week, 37 weeks per school year, at the rate of $55 per hour for a total contract of $61,050.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second.
Second,
Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, 8. Need a motion to approve contract between Liberty County School Board and Milo Walkers to provide physical therapy services for the 2019-20 school year, not to exceed 12 hours per week, 36 weeks per school year, at the rate of $65 per hour, for a total contract of $28,080. Have a motion? Motion, Mr. Flower. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, I. And a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Kay Hicks, hearing impaired teacher, to provide service to students who are deaf or hard of hearing, DHH, for the 2019-20 school year, not to exceed 1 day per month, 5 hours per day at the rate of $55 per hour. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Do we have any idea how many children may fall in this category this year?
Okay. Lauren's not here. There's a few. I mean, we have a few that need it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a contract with them.
Sometimes it's at the year starts before they're ever evaluated, so it's really kind of hard to put your finger on.
It's just based on the number of that. Have that need.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Right, next item, J. Need a motion to approve the cooperative agreement between Liberty County School Board and the Florida Department of Health for registered nurse service through the Florida Department of Health, Liberty, for the 2019-20 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, K. Need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Florida Department of Education Division of Vocational Rehabilitation for the 2019-20 school year to provide work-based learning experience for transition students with disabilities. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp.
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
It's, by the way, you know, the state pumps federal and feds do pump a lot of money into this program. Very little for our mainstream. You know, that's another hindrance to this trying to put together quality programs.
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, L. Need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Specialized Education Associate LLC to provide a vision and orientation and mobility teacher to provide services for students with vision impairment. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, M. Need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Advanced Behavioral System, Incorporated, DBA, Engage Behavior Health to provide behavior and holistic services for the 2019-2020 school year at the rate of, and it's got RBT, Direct Service, Bachelor Level Practitioner, 18 hours per week at $45 an hour, or BCABA, Direct Service, 6 hours per week at $55 per hour. If BCABA is not available, these hours will move to the RBT Direct Services. RBT Indirect Service is 2 hours per week, $45 per hour, and BCBA Direct Service is 12 hours per week at $65 per hour. BCBA Indirect Service is 4 hours per week at $65 per hour. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item N. Need a motion to approve the agreement between the School Board of Liberty County, Capital Health Plan, Incorporated, World Class Schools of Leon County, Incorporated, and Titus Sports Academy, LLC for the CHP Champions Program for the 2019-2020 school year. Have a motion?
Move.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
How much money did we actually pay these people last year? Do we know?
Titus?
Huh?
Titus?
To run the Champions Program.
Program.
What did it cost us?
I don't think anything.
We don't pay them nothing. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we did.
Okay.
I don't remember that being I think it's just a service that they bring into the schools.
Right.
Well, I think I seen in their contract it.
CHP.
CHP.
On page 3.
And that was different.
As administration paid $30,000.
If we did pay them, how many people we have participating in this?
They do the Champions Program in the PE classes.
Third grade, at Tolbert and Hosford.
Okay.
Yeah, CHP shall provide funds to WCS for the implementation of the program, including an administration fee of $30,000.
$2,500.
Per month. CHP provides that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item O. A motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and Community Wellness Counseling and Support Services to provide services support for the students who are referred by the district's clinical social worker. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item P, need a motion to approve the participation resolution agreement between the Liberty County School Board and the Small School District Council Consortium to provide educational information, interpretation, and consultation on issues relating to small and rural communities that is not independently available for the fiscal year 2019-2020. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item Q. Need a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and Disc Village Incorporated for the implementation of the Mativa Life Skill Training Program at the following Liberty County School locations, W.R. Toller, K-8, and Liberty County High School. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Have a second?
Second,
Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item R. Need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Capital Solutions, LLC, to undertake representation of the Liberty County School District concerning their interest in the state of Florida and with the United States government as it relates its obtaining financial grants and lobbying service. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Thorpe. Any discussion?
Y'all know which way I'm going. I respect y'all too as well. I just really wish he would come to our meetings and just give us an update. I mean, when you pay somebody $3,000 a month, I'm going to show my face. I just think that's fair.
I believe he'll be here. I have not requested him to come.
Just give a report. He could email us a report. Yep. And just say, look, this is what we've done for this month. And, you know, we get a little bang for our buck, you know.
Okay.
It just don't take long to send an email and say, that for this month, I did A, B, C, and D. And forward that, even if he can't come, it sure be nice. We're paying him $3,000 a month. That's just a lot to not get a little bit of feedback.
I'll see that he starts doing us an email to y'all and gives his activities on our behalf for that month.
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I oppose.
Mr. Petty opposes. Motion carries 4-1. Next, let's move on down to the emergency item, item 14. Well, let's do board policies item first. Item 11. A, need a motion to approve recommendation from NEOLA to create, revise, or update existing school board policies. This will be the second reading of this updated policy. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Tharp. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Never ends.
Were you able to get what you needed out of that from last time on here? I know you said something with the policies last time.
Yeah, the wording.
You got it. Okay.
I ain't happy with it. The law these days says you got to have it this way. So.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. We'll drop down to emergency item. Item A, need a motion to approve the agreement between Liberty County School Board and Pan Care Florida Incorporated to coordinate and facilitate the expansion of the school telehealth program for the provision of school health nursing services and mental behavior health services for acute health conditions, chronic disease management, and social emotional health promotion at the designated schools. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Right, next, item B. Need a motion to approve the renewal of the contract with Capital Health Plan for the employee health insurance at the quoted rates for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
I know the reading of the agenda item states that we're renewing the contract with Capital Health Plan for health insurance, but it also does include the renewal of all of our supplement stuff, too. So we just need to make sure that agenda item does state that it's not just health insurance, it's also supplemental insurance.
The second one is that
it's next.
It's next.
Oh, sorry. I meant what I just said.
Okay, any other questions?
I had one issue. Just as a matter of question, I came in and talked with Mr. Summers about, I'd had some questions from teachers about how many bids, how many quotes, and I don't know. Stephanie, did we have many or any, or how did we do that? I know
we had, I was going to let Brad explain the sheet that I gave y'all, or had Renee email y'all. Those were the only ones that we had. CHP was the only help that we had even submitting them. And I think we had talked about the combination where CHP
the hybrid
right. And I think it would have been like a 19%.
They were always the higher.
And we couldn't, so they basically, didn't submit anything.
Stephanie, our advertisement office that was in the local paper,
yes.
Was it also on the website?
Yes, it's on our website. Because we want them to go there as well,
too,
if they need any additional information.
Yes, about contacting individual insurance agencies. Is that legal for us to contract when we float something out for a bid? Do we have anybody to speak to that, or is that?
I was going to let Brad speak got that. He has the, he does our enrollment.
Yeah.
He has all the program that's out there.
I'm just wondering.
And if y'all don't mind for him, please come.
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Yes, sir. Brad Ward, U.S. Medical Benefits. Questions on?
The question was, at the direction of the board, we advertise for health care.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get as many folks interested in us as we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Should we take the initiative on ourselves to make calls to these companies that we know exist out there?
As far as going directly to those carriers and saying, hey, here's your, you can certainly do that. But as far as your bid goes, there were questions that came, you actually had one of the bids that came from Minnesota, an agency in Minnesota bid on, a carrier out of Minnesota, so they know it was there. As far as whether it went to Aetna, I don't know.
But would you say that it would be on their side to be able to monitor those kind of things as part of their business?
Yes, they absolutely do. That's how MetLife, they have a department that monitors that. That's why I believe it was Stephanie that got, I think the second day that the bid was out, that MetLife contacted her. At the end of the day, MetLife didn't even quote because of the rates and things like that. So
we did have response back from more than just
I had several emails
I actually talked to MetLife after the fact and asked them, where we should bid, and they said, because of the rates that we just didn't bid.
Okay, I got. I'm unclear. What is your role in this?
I'm more of an administrator, more of a technology. We do the enrollment. We assist the finance department with the administration of the insurance. As far as billing, we administer the software manager billing template and things like that. But that's basically, and we assisted with the RFP.
So that's what we're paying you the $2,000 a month for.
Correct.
Do we have a contract with you?
I believe maybe. I know that a new one was generated this year with my E&O coverage, with Liberty Schools on the E&O coverage. So
I've just not seen one. I've not seen it.
He's connected with Enroll, which is our software program that we have out there, an open enrollment.
Right.
And he's the consultant through the Enroll to assist us with various tasks.
I'm right.
And that is,
do we contract with Enroll?
Yes, Enroll.
Is that additional to?
USB services. Yes.
But is that in? Do we pay them a fee in addition to what we pay Mr. Horde?
Yes, because it's just a monitor.
I didn't hear if you said yes or no.
Yes.
Okay.
Monitor.
How much do we pay them? How much do we pay Enroll?
Is by the number of participants.
No, you're thinking of task for your flexible spending.
Task, okay.
You have a PEPM for TAC. TASC is Total Administrative Services Corporation. They administer your flexible spending account. That's who you pay per month, but that's not Enroll. You do not pay for Enroll.
I thought you said we did. Did we
it's the USB. I was getting confused about the TASC. That was the TASC. But that software Enroll is where the data is pulled for our open enrollment for insurance that is connected for all our carriers, and that is what he does along with the COBRA and the measurement period.
All of your ACA reporting that goes to the IRS, we do that. We do that electronically.
Right. Shouldn't we have a contract with him if he's providing all these services?
I'll make sure we've done that.
We should have that covered. That way, when we're asked, this is he's doing this and he's getting paid this. To have that.
He had the initial. I think it was purchase order because of the services that were being provided, and then I'll double check because I think I had that contract. I don't know if it's got a year. Let me double check.
Okay. I've just never seen a contract come through, and if we're paying somebody, we need to have what they're getting paid for.
Right. Let me get you what you need.
It's in the Enroll.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Whether it's Enroll or him or both or him, I don't know how that works, but just to make sure we're accountable there.
Yes.
Is it okay for us as a district to solicit via?
Absolutely, you can. But the issue with soliciting is, who are you going to solicit to? Two carriers.
Well, there was two that I thought of.
You couldn't miss anybody, I guess. I was thinking about that.
You can ask whoever you want.
You do whoever. The ones that I thought about, did we contact Aetna? I was trying to think of the ones that we, since I've been on the board, that we've contracted with.
I see a lawsuit. Really, I do. If you go and decide, okay, I'm going to check. I'm just saying, throwing it out there. David, would that would be, if you say, I'm going to, that's what we got into the last time whenever we went out for bid. We said we're going to reach out to CHP. And we want to try CHP and and Blue Cross Blue Shield. We never put out an RFP or.
I see what you're saying.
And if you're not careful, you're choosing who you want to call.
I see exactly what you're saying. What you're saying is, if you do an RFP and then you go above and beyond that to go try to find somebody,
exactly,
then these people just scream foul.
Yes, and that's
is that what I'm hearing. That's what I.
I
disagree with that.
You disagree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you do a request for proposal for insurance services, then this is your product, and you're welcome to call anybody. Hey, give us a bid. Talk to us about this.
The only thing is, I got an audit fund, and I understand. And the reason why we got an audit fund is because we decided who we were reaching out for and didn't give everyone.
Didn't do a request for proposal.
There wasn't an RFP done there.
But we don't do one for the gas bids either. We call everybody we know. What's the difference?
Hundreds of more companies, mainly. There's so many more.
Yeah, I mean,
there's an insurance company worldwide everywhere.
But at the end of the day, just hypothetically, you don't have, if you have an RFP and you don't like it, you could say, I don't want it.
Exactly.
And then call whoever you want to. But you're saying that's what was audit finding about?
It was audit finding was because we called and made the decision that let's go reach out for CHP and Aetna and
We didn't RFP it.
And I think if I remember correctly, they found us too because we didn't have like a best business practice of saying, if we had the policy in place now, so every so many years we were going to put it out. So it is important that we
did.
Get it
they
out.
They wrote us up on that.
Yes.
We should have.
Yes.
Because there wasn't an RFP done.
And then
there
I had to
get it. Okay, so let me get back to my original premise. If you do an RFP, can you still legally
absolutely
say, look, hey, y'all, we're looking for bids here.
He just said that, yes.
But we're past the deadline.
You've done your due diligence to let everybody know.
You're done. Now it's over with.
But do you fall in that same predicament if you go as try to get bids at this point?
You don't.
If you're past your time?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to reject the any and all bids and start this whole process again?
You would have to bid it a second time. You would have to bid it a second time, correct?
I'm saying, are you out of time? You creating a whole.
Is that renewal in January?
It renews.
It's October.
When teachers go back, we've got to.
Yeah.
Do open enrollment.
You know what I'm saying?
We only have like a short time frame. If you had a longer time frame, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
You only have a month for enrollment. That's all you have.
Open enrollment in August to be set.
Right. That's right.
But we have to submit those files in the PAEC that goes into our payroll.
Right.
So you just got to, it's all the time frame.
Right. I was just curious about like Aetna. I was trying to think of everybody that we had contracted with since I've been on the board, which was Aetna, United Healthcare, and there was a Vista. Somewhere in there. I don't know if that was United Healthcare.
Vista was formerly Healthline Southeast.
That's right.
Which
is
an HMO.
But I just made a few calls today. Would y'all be interested? We got 214 employees. They obviously all don't do the thing. Would they even be interested in submitting a quote? And they said yes. The person said yes, and then person from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida said yes. It was not the hybrid thing. It was just their straight. Because I remember we used to have a hybrid with CHP quote and then just a straight out Blue Cross Blue Shield quote.
Now, in fact, what the scenario you're describing, you can't do.
Correct.
Because your time was going.
Correct.
Now
unless you reached out, but time's an issue. Yeah.
You know, something we said earlier, we did canvass around the local counties are close counties to us. Most of them were higher rates increased. Ours was 6 point, what was
it? Yeah, and I'm not optimistic.
6.5%.
Well, down, I think Calhoun was up above 10.
They were.
But we only received one bid that period, and that was from CHP, correct? So if we only receive one bid, we don't even know, you don't have anything to compare it to, good or bad.
Well, we had a couple that inquired and didn't keep trying to bid in.
Yeah, but I mean,
they knew about
if you're going to ask for a bid.
Well, this is my question.
You don't know unless somebody told them what their bid is.
This gentleman was saying we did have bids from other places.
So how did those people know about it? We had bids on other products, not on medical.
Yes, I understand that.
And I think that's
that.
The subject that we're talking about. We didn't have any other medical bids.
But what I'm saying is, what's the difference between people seeing it for supplemental insurance versus medical insurance? Why are the medical insurance companies not saying, are they seeing it and saying no, even though he's saying that he's called and they say yeah?
I mean, I can't answer that.
They didn't respond to the RFP that was sent out.
Right.
Ultimately, I see what you're saying, that it's up to them, really. But my question is it illegal or unethical, even when you put out an RFP, to inform them personally rather than
prior to the expiration of the time limit? You should do that. It's what you should do, because it's your product. It's your product.
You could call and say, look, we put out an RFP for health insurance. We'd like you to
submit.
Good business.
My only question is, I guess it'd be more to the board attorney, what if a carrier wasn't called?
You do your RFP, and it's out there.
Right.
So this board, my position would be, this board can call whoever they want, but it's out there. It's advertised. Everybody is on knowledge that you're requesting. All you're doing is trying to generate more bids.
Right.
It's like this. You're going to build this new school. You do a request for proposal, or you advertise it, and Culpepper hasn't put a bid in. Chuck, are y'all going to bid?
That's the call I'm talking about.
No difference. That's the call. No difference. It's being good business on y'all's part. Call right.
I just don't understand why, if the supplemental RFP was saying, why the medical? Because I think that's the perception that was given to me, is like, well, we didn't know about it. And I'm like, well, how did you not know about it? If we can call, then that's just something on the list that when we do them, then we just start calling.
I think, this is my opinion, when you put a bid out there, especially in the insurance business,
everybody knows about it.
They don't know about it. When you make them bid on apples for apples and oranges for oranges, this company's going to make their money more off of this type of medical insurance, and this company makes theirs. So when they sit down to bid on, if we want $3,000 initial hospital coverage, pay $25 copay, you get 10% or $10 on your prescription. Every company out there can't do it as cheap as the next one, because they're not making the money off of their part that they need to. So a lot of times they won't bid. They're going to say, we can't touch that. We ain't bidding on it. We ain't wasting our time.
Well, they see our losses and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, they see our, you know, how many medical issues we have every year. How many times we visit the emergency room, how much it costs there. And
how many bad shoulders they have.
Where our emergency, we pay $100 to go to the emergency room, they make you pay $500
I agree that if we can reach out to people when it's that time for RFP and it's not going to break any laws or hurt us in an audit, then, you know, just if it's a call list, probably say, hey, it's out there, just want to make sure you know it. But, you know, I just have a hard time if you're in the insurance business and you're looking for it and you know what time of year it is, you're looking.
You got jobbers out there, that's all they do. Yeah.
I have a hard time to believe, and it might not have been Aetna and about, you know, they might not know about it, but I just have a hard time believing that they didn't know. Somebody else didn't. I mean, I just, but I may be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time.
We could probably advertise for a pool for our new school, RFP it.
Everybody know about it.
We'd have people all over wanting to build us a new pool.
Everybody know about it before it got on the website.
Because they got people assigned to review them things every day. When I was in the construction business,
maybe
I always check the
maybe next time you just need to put it on Facebook, Stephanie. Put it on Facebook. Everybody, I know about it then.
There you go. Yeah.
He made Facebook already.
Yeah.
Any more discussion?
We'll look into the contract. Kyle, you raise it. You should raise
it. Any more discussion?
I had been several teachers out of the about 100 that are actually on this plan here. Probably half of them contacted me with the percentage of increase, and really a bunch of the paraprofessionals as well, in the amount of money that they make and bring home, which you all know about what they make. With a little bit of increase that's on there, 6.5%, is there any way that we could financially or feasibly try to assist with some of this increase?
Now, in the increase that you have listed there, that's the cost of the employee, correct? Per month.
That's going to be subtracted.
That's like, say, for the employee only, the increase is $36.48. So that's per month for, and it's on the employee pays that increase.
Right.
Okay. I got a few figures. We have 127 currently signed up for the plan. The board's contribution is $386.39 per. It comes to $49,071.53 per month. So over the course of a year, we help on the insurance $588,858, which is a large amount percentage of our budget. And Booth, I totally understand where you're coming from. We definitely understand their dilemma. As far as the contribution that this board is making currently, I would be hard pressed to recommend that we would increase it at this time. But valid. Thank you. And we'll continue to look at it.
Yeah, the other thing is if you have the other 78 teachers or whoever's involved in this insurance, if they jump in, where we're going to come up with another $500,000 to pay for their part.
Yeah.
Ain't going to have no choice. We'll have to find it.
We have to.
You have to be prepared, even though it never happened.
Right.
If all 214 employees wanted the insurance.
That's what I'm saying. And then,
I didn't realize it was.
Can you adjust the rate when you add on more employees?
I knew it was around $500,000. I didn't realize it was that much.
You had 100. Yeah, it sits up there.
And at this point, those that do not have the insurance
don't get it.
Yeah.
We don't get that benefit.
Yeah.
I'm on my husband's plan.
Yeah, but you don't know how many.
You know, we don't get that 380.
Times 12.
That benefit.
380.
You know,
yeah.
What you gonna get?
36 times 12. They don't get that.
Well, them employees ain't paying $1,300 a month either out.
The what?
I don't think they'll be paying $1,300 or $1,400 a month out.
Who?
Other employees. You say you don't get the benefit, well, you're not paying the insurance of $1,300, $1,400 either.
Well, pay it on my husband's side.
Well,
what, I mean, what I'm saying though, you got to look at that too. We're saving the board. Probably about the same amount of money because we don't have the insurance.
That's what I just said when I said we had 77 people that didn't have it. Uh-huh. If they did, we'd have to come up with another $500,000 to pay for it.
I think you can run into some issues with our local governments are fixing to run into some issues about if you've got to be careful as far as the amount
they
put in there. We could do it in lieu of a raise. I mean, 1 year we could say, okay, no raises. We're going to
contribute
but
to
contribute,
your
but I don't think they go for that.
Me neither. And that's what I was sharing with Summit. I think it's an easier pill to swallow if when we have that opportunity, and obviously it looks like we're out of time, is that we can make those calls or expand that RFP to get those. If we come back and say And I, what the kind of example I used with Ms. Summers, okay, we got a Ford, Chevy, and a Dodge, all good trucks, but this one's going to cost you this much. And whichever one's, it, that 6.5% is a little easier to swallow if you say, but the other.
But you have it something to
and I'll be honest with you, I don't think they can touch CHP. I just don't think. They're going to come in and quote us and beat that because we're already kind of in with them and we're kind of going down, which is a great thing. I just don't think they can do that.
But we don't have anything to compare.
But we can't tell them that. All we're doing is giving them the Ford price. And that was some of the feedback that I got from teachers is, you know, could y'all have called and done that? And I said, well, I'll call, you know, but there's a time and there's a way to do that. And I want to make sure we're, you know, above board with that. And that's just the rub a little bit. See, it's a little easier to swallow if you say it was the best. It was the best price. I think it is. I think it will be. I mean, if I had to bet, I'd put my money that it is the best price. But it's also good to, you know, flood them with information to say, well, here's the others, and this is why we did what we did. You know? And at the end, everybody's going to be happy.
Well, if you have somebody compare it to, it makes it easier when they ask, say, well, hey, here's these
well,
two right here.
Putting it out for an
RFP,
right. You know, because it does put it out there for people to.
Right. Well, but two things with that. I agree. If some an Aetna or whoever, they should be diligent to look for those. Guarantee you. George Roberts and Chuck Roberts has somebody looking every county, school, whatever. If they look for, they put a thing out for road paving, they got somebody that's watching that thing. But the other thing too is that we can also not leave it up to their that we do it too. You know, we both do it. We both seek that in trying to get the best deal.
Any other questions? Comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item C.
Now. I had read it. I just forgot it was there.
Next item C. Need a motion to approve the renewal of the employee supplement insurance for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion to start. Have a second. Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're back to item 12. Board member items. Anybody got anything else they want to say?
Are we still getting back to that breakfast? Are we still helping like we usually do?
Well, hopefully. Yeah, we're going to get totally organized here in the next week.
Okay, just let us know.
Tina, I think it's going to be kind of a first course.
Well, it was just in the past because I went and got the food.
You're good at it.
I mean, I'm going to request Centennial do the shopping this time because it's just better if they're going to provide the food that they
Michael,
do that.
Michael, will move pancakes?
Yes. I contacted him today, and they had already contacted him.
I think y'all have the serving.
But serving and, sure. And being there, I think, is the main thing for us. And I do believe, I mean, I will say this. I did this year kind of rethink like what our place is in it, because when this first started, Roger, you know, you did this, you know, put it in place, and the board was paid for and all that. And it was like that the first couple of years that I was on the board. But then, we had our bank that we bank with come in and want to do it, which has been great. We appreciate it. And I think the credit union is more involved now too. But that was the one thing that I had the question of is like, what exactly is our place? Because the board did provide the breakfast. So we wanted to be sure that as a board member, I wanted us all five to be aware of what is our part in this? So, we weren't all just kind of walking around like, you know, because I'm just going to say it because it's sometimes in the elephant in the room. I don't go out there to make it a political event. That's not why I'm there. That's not, I want to be there to welcome our staff back, our teachers back. And that's the last thing that I wanted to be perceived as.
Right.
And because we go out there and I know I've seen all of us and I know Roger did and I know in the other past, we go out there and we work. I mean, I don't think people realize, we were out there early, way before people were even getting up to be out there with Michael, with food and all. There was a lot done. And I just would never want anybody to believe that it was a political thing because it's not. It's not what we're there
we're
for.
Serving.
We're there
we're
to
serving. We're serving the
show our appreciation. And that's truly why I'm there. So
yeah. When we come back to 28 for our next little get-together, hopefully we'll have everything concrete then. We'll know exactly who's going to do what time to be there and everything.
Okay. Sounds great.
Anybody else? Any closing comment?
I just want to. I've had a couple of questions. about the ball field signs that got damaged in the hurricane. Can we turn that in on the insurance?
We will. What Culpepper is going to put the poles back up and put the boards back up, and then
the individual,
we just talked about this today in a meeting. And then if the Bulldog Club or whoever would get the signs, let me know how much they cost, I'll do a PO and we'll turn that in on insurance. Whatever was damaged, but we don't know what signs was up there, and we don't know.
I have record of those signs that are up there, so I can tell you what.
All I need is a price on how much it's going to cost to replace them.
So what the Bulldog Club needs to do, figure out, I know there's some signs missing. Get an estimate, or go ahead and get. Are you, the Bulldog Club need to go ahead and pay for it, then be reimbursed, or?
I just need.
They got to be in place here within what, 3 or 4 weeks.
I just need the quote so I can.
That's why I'm asking the question.
We got to. Kyle and them got to get the backboards and all up first.
That'll be done. That ain't the issue. Y'all better. You can get them signs. They'll be up.
Okay.
We talked about them today.
I'll get that for you.
And then also, I average about 2,000 gallons of diesel a month. Varies on the activities and all, so a couple $100 savings per month on diesel.
And that's during the school year. That's all. Wow.
So we get those numbers in on the signs. We're going to be leaving. You going Monday afternoon or Tuesday?
I'll get you a number tomorrow.
I don't need a number. I need a quote.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I'll get it on the paper.
Yeah. Whoever does it for y'all.
I can get our $50 coochie.
But you got to go through what you got and see what you need.
Yeah, we've already done that. But we're looking for some other things that were down here, that were left down here, they're gone. There were a couple signs on those, sir. There's only 4 or 5 signs that are missing. A few 12-footers and some 3x4s. So, I mean, I'll get that number to you. And one other thing, there was
Mr. Davis, a $50,000 cook shed.
$50,000 cook shed that he had to put away down there.
Yeah.
It was just a,
you said you
got turned in on it.
You said you wanted a quote. A cook shed. We cooked the hamburgers in.
He wanted
a quote.
Bulldog can pay for that one too.
I don't remember what it looks like.
It was a metal on it.
No, I'll pay for that.
Oh, just the cardboard.
Yeah, I'm joking.
The cardboard, that metal cardboard.
Yeah. I mean, that was the
school board. He's joking.
Yeah,
you said throw a quote out.
We can get that. Though.
You won't get it for $400 now.
No, you won't get it for that.
That's what I'm saying, though. You get me a quote on it. We can get it. It was totally gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was totally used.
So
moved.
Yeah.
If you have an idea what it takes to replace it, send it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the Bulldog Club, any of the booster clubs, they handle the signs and all. We don't know. They have to get that stuff to us or to me, and then I can take care of it. But I don't know what signs was there,
because
we don't do that.
Right.
So we got somebody on that. I'll
copy y'all on it where everybody will know what it costs.
Football, baseball, softball, all of them. So yeah. It's just not football that's involved in this.
Right.
Well, I know we got Coach Sewell and we got baseball and all turned in all kinds of stuff. Derek turning stuff.
What they turn into me is going to take care of. That's all I need to turn into me.
I'll get it to you.
I just want to say congratulations on our school grades.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I had left. I mean, that's a big deal. I think it's great.
Yes, ma'am.
I enjoyed reading every journal this week.
All the press will survive. Did they?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, if I see it.
Good.
Motion to adjourn.
Ms. Tharp?
Second.
Ms. Petty? Motion meeting adjourned.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good job, fellas. Thanks.
You kind of need to hang on there with your name.
Well, that's going to look like that. Wait, we just need to know them.
Yeah, that, this one's long. This is very long for us.
Ms. Tainan, I always say they ought to go to a county commission meeting. I went the other night for that. They were talking about that closing that road. Oh, it got out of hand with 1 hour. They never try to control it. I said that's unreal. It's unreal. Then I left after the first item, which was the cave-in road, and I said they stayed at 11 o'clock, but they let people just go to coffee and hollering. It's unreal. Don't matter, whatever you want to do, please. I don't want to hold you now.
No, you can hold me if you want to go ahead and do it. Do it.
Yeah, you got her?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we'll lock it out. Mine's blue, is it matter?
That's mine, yeah.
That's what I said.
Yes, that's right, man. I didn't get the date. You gonna put the date?
Hey, I like them changes you make in our agenda.
I'm sorry to confuse y'all.
We might confuse you.
Yeah. But it does. It makes it a little easier to look at everything for me, anyhow.
Yeah,
but thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, Jane.
Have a good week.
Just that 1 minute, man. When I text you today, and I didn't know you said you were in a meeting, I apologize. When you text me back, I was in a meeting too. I was at a place called Coastals.
That was way more important meeting than I
did. Hey.
Next week.
Is it off? I wake up. It may be next week.
Yeah.
Fine. When I call you, it hit me. Well, yeah, I know where you're at. I
can find a reason to be down there, Bob.
I was sitting over in that trailer over with Culpepper. Well, I couldn't catch you right there. They were going over a bunch of stuff. We talked about that softball field a lot today, too.
Yes, sir.
I said, we're going to have something we ain't got to be ashamed of. And I'm going to have them blasting us. It's going to be nice.
That causes a major problem.
Appreciate it, man. Take care of yourself. Yeah, lady, thank you for coming out. We got to get together on
the office.
Yeah,
Yes, ma'am, most of the time.
Now,
I try to keep them. One time I had them. I got them way back when Jerry John.